Yeah, good morning, Mick Chowman. Bit of a easy breezy sort of day, you know. Yeah. One of the options within the country areas is you've got places, you've got a choice of places you can go to. For shopping, you know. And the food tends to be very fucking expensive, which makes, you know, the every, say, monthly or 6 week big shopping trip to the fucking regional cities totally worth it, you know. But so you really gotta fucking know your prices, and you really gotta kind of say, well, this is not that sort of stupidity where people will I just gotta get some fucking air up on the windscreen. It's not actually freezing cold, it's just totally humid. And it's kinda cool. And every time I breathe out, the fucking windscreen fogs up, you know? And it's too humid. It's not warm enough. It's not cold enough. It's not cold enough to actually turn the heating on, and the humidity is far too high, you know. So you turn into a sweat bag, you know, you just feel like a chicken in an oven bag, you know. And, yeah, so the choices about shopping in country areas. You go to a regional city, say where there's an Aldi or something, it would cost you, say, $500 there versus, you know, the small town prices of being like $1,500. I'll say $1,500, depending, you know, for the same or similar sort of groceries, you know, locally, as you would be paying from the regional city. So it's really worth it, a bit of a day trip to go and buy your groceries, you know, just once every month or so. Just fucking go shop up big, pack your freezers full, you know. And I don't know if you've noticed that on MGTOW TV, I'm quite sort of enthusiastic about cooking, because fuck it, you know, after you've been eating pretty good, you know, frozen vegetables, you really crave anything else except frozen vegetables, you know. So I go, oh, look at that, oh, you know, all these ingredients, you know. So, trying to tell off something in the distances, side lights or fucking something, or just a funny sort of configuration of grass in a turn, you know. But anyway, in one of the closest sort of towns, you know, I was, it was run by a beer-swilling sort of fuckwit, you know, just him and his wife and all their boozy buddies, and down the racetrack and down the fucking this and down that, you know what I mean? And they were complete fuck-ups. Just, if you want crazy families, they're it, you know? And, of course, crazy people having crazy dysfunctional families and, you know, everything based upon booze and gossip and all, you know, that limited sort of mentality where people can't actually figure things out. They just go, oh, well, so-and-so said this and so-and-so said that, so therefore it must be true. You know what I mean? They've got no... They don't stay out of the... They've got minds like rubbish tips, you know? And, so, you know, the second or third time in this particular supermarket, like, you know, 25 years ago, there's this Sheila, she's hovering around, you know what I mean? And she's taking a bit of an interest in me, oh, a new man in town, oh, you know. And so I said to her, hi, my name's Shane, I'm new here, what's your name? I don't know anybody, so what's your name, you know? And she stood on the other side of the counter, on the other side of the deep freezer going, you know, like she's having an orgasm. And like, then she runs off and tells the boss that I'm trying to pick her up and fuck her, you know? And then this fucking moron boss, he doesn't have a discreet little bit of a quiet word with me saying what's going on here, you know? You know, and then sacking her. No, he has a go at me in front of everybody in the fucking shop while I'm coming through the cash register about, you know, this fucking idiot and her big mouth. You know? And I took a fucking... I had a... You fucking malignant, retarded cunt. You know? So I went back home, thought about it for 5 minutes and went back and had a fucking go at him in front of everybody. And then I never went back there again. And, you know, and I've noticed that this fucking, the boozy, crazy, gossipy, fucking clicky fucking in crowd and all their bullshit and down the racetrack and in on all the gossip and all who's in with who and who isn't and that they employed, they had a tendency to employ a lot of really fucking dirtbag women. Like, they're fucking women who are fucking assholes, you know, and they're malignant. And, you know, they're stupid human beings. You know, they go out of their way to fuck other people over and think it's all good fun and entertainment, and then that sort of stuff has a price on the other person's kind of fucking life, you know. And then they stand there going, oh, fuck, aren't we good, aren't we good? Oh, what a fucking shitbag he is or she is, you know. And so they've employed these women who are absolute fucking retarded cunts of human beings, them and their boozy fucking... Oh, this one chick that did the, oh, he's trying to fuck me, with her husband was a fucking idiot, you know, in on all the gossip and the drinking and the fucking, oh, mate, know all about you, you know, this fucking fuckbag of a human being, you know, and that's what they're like. And so I never went back there in 25 years of that being a close, you know, a close fucking supermarket. All the chicks that they employed were fuckbags, you know? Just absolutely low IQ, gossiping shitbags, you know? I never went back there. And so, given that sort of my current location is, I've got about, I don't know, four or five supermarkets in different towns that are about 50 k's away, you know? Kind of, you know? So I thought about going to this one because it's a little bit closer and they've got new management in, and I don't, when I'm going past it, I don't fucking bother looking in, you know. But they're all the fucking just shitbag fucking human beings, you know. But I thought maybe they've all died or moved on or something, you know. Maybe they've fucking got some decent staff who aren't complete fuckwits, you know. But then I thought, I don't want to be going in and dealing with those people. It's not a matter of pride, it's a matter of fucking dignity. You know, I don't want to be going in there dealing with these fuckbags, putting up with their shit, and buying produce that pays their wages, you know what I mean? And getting out and about is actually kind of good and productive as well, because I can sit here and have a discussion with you guys about life's little events, you know. So, you know, thought today's, it's pissing, it was really hot the last few days, and today it's pissing down rain all day, so I thought it's a lovely day for a drive. I don't like sort of going for a drive in gale force winds when big bits of trees blow off the trees, big branches and trees blow over and land on the road, you know, with me under it or something, you know. But I like sort of wet, rainy days for travelling. It's quite nice, you know. And, so that's good. Just admiring an optical illusion, you know. So I was just sort of passing a power station or a substation then, and I thought, the way, it just occurred to me that I'd take a photograph of it on the way back, but the way those wires are strung up, they're quite beautifully done, you know, they're done to sort of, so that basically electricity doesn't escape out the wires and fucking blow things up and set fire to things and start bushfires and shit, but, and also to be sort of resistant to lightning strikes and stuff, you know. So, yeah, it's like wiring up a vehicle to avoid kinks and fucking, you know, rubbing on frames and, you know, sharp edges and shit, you know. It's quite nice. Got a car coming up behind me about 300 metres. Over hill and dale, he's been obscured by the curves and corners and dips and hills and stuff, you know. But yeah, maybe they've slowed down. Nah, it's just fucking semi-big truck. Big truck. The he's coming up behind me. Yeah. Something that cheered me up no end. See, there's a lot of people who are really fucked in the head. They're sort of Karens, you know what I mean? It's just, they don't need a legitimate fucking issue to start picking fights with you over. They just do, you know? And there was this Karen with a dick, you know? And he ran a post office. You know? And I stopped dealing with them 15 years ago, I guess. 12, 15 years, something like that, you know? Because I'd walk in there and this guy would be, oh, in on all the gossip and, oh, fuck, how dare you? And the cunt would be waving his fist under my fucking nose over the counter, you know? And I thought, well, you know, if I really wanted to, I could have absolutely no fucking problem with putting your fucking head through your counter, you stupid cunt, you know? And, you know, just fucking idiot. And then, you know, he used to sort of, you know, if I had a small parcel, he wouldn't put it in the letterbox, he'd mark unable to deliver because it wouldn't fit in the slot, you know, the letterbox slot. And what happened was, so I complained about that, and to Australia Post saying, what's it? This fucking jerk-off's doing this shit, what the fuck, you know? And he was doing that shit all the fucking time. It's just a mental case, you know? And, you know, and then the next time the parcel had come, something like from fucking China or spare parts or whatever, you know what I mean? What he'd do is, instead of sticking it in the parcel, fucking the big parcel slot, you know, under the fucking letterbox, he'd send it back and he'd say, oh, there's nowhere to safe drop it, you know what I mean? It's a high crime area, you know, fucking this shit, you know? And this is in a place where everybody knows everybody else's business. Everybody's fucking, every person is walking up and down the street is seen by someone, you know what I mean? They're peeping out their curtains or they might be out on the front doorstep, so everything gets noticed, you know? And, you know, in a place where it's sort of like, you know, you can hear someone stir the fucking teaspoon in the cup of tea. You know, tinker, 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 like three doors up the street. You know, it's not a high crime area, you know? And so this fucking cunt was playing all these bullshit games with deliveries and fucking bullshit head trips, you know, when I walked in the police. Just mad, just no peace of mind, really fucking crazy and just mad. You know, just total fucking off the dial, cunt act type stuff. And he did it to me heaps of times, and he did it to other people, because I've seen ex fucking members of staff in there, you know, this woman was in there screaming, are you fucking with our mail again, you know, at the retarded fucking son, you know. You know, he's like 25 and he's a fucking idiot like his father, you know. You know, in on all the gossip, in on fucking, yeah, 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 fucking, oh, I heard this about you, I heard that about you, fucking, blah, blah, blah. Just the fucking scum of the earth, you know? And like, so, you know, I'd get all my postage rerouted to all these other post offices, depending on where I was going through at that time, sort of thing. If I was going to be here a week from now, I'd have it go there, or 2 weeks I'd be up there, I'd have it sent through to there, or if it was coming from China and taking a fucking month, I'd get it sent somewhere else where I'd be in a month's time, you know what I mean? Anyway, the good news is these cunts, their fucking post office burnt down. Fuck them. Fuck them, you know? And I've been drug-free a long time and into minding my own business and dealing with those own issues. And these cunts are so screwed up, all they can do is try to infest my life with their fucking bullshit. And they infest the life of everybody around them, you know what I mean? You know? The retarded son had a fucking daughter, you know? And you can see this kid's fairly isolated and, you know, the father's too fucked up to interact with her, you know? You know, the sort of, the parents who are by absentia, you know what I mean? They might physically be there, but there's no adult to participate in the, you know, the father-child relationship with, you know what I mean? And, you know, and so just by coincidence, our paths, my and this child, she would have been about 12, 13, 14 maybe, you know. Our paths crossed just by random chance in passing, you know. And she was out there with the skateboard and doing, you know, all this sort of shit, and so I had a word with her because I used to ride skateboards when I was young. And, you know, there's just people who can never sort of get the fucking hang of skateboards and they nearly kill themselves in the process. And then there's people who do get the hang of skateboards and they, you know, some of them have a lot of bad injuries too, you know what I mean? They're not the sort of, they're not the inauspicious fucking, you know, devices that they would appear to be. You know, broken arms and legs and fucking fractured heads and all sorts of fucking shit, you know what I mean? So I gave some time and caring and concern to this child. You know, I said, look, you know, get yourself some fucking proper protection gear, you know, get a fucking helmet and get some knee pads and elbow pads and knee pads and wrist braces and just a bit of protective gear to keep you safe, you know what I mean? Because I knew her fucking dead shit father wouldn't do fuck all, you know. Like, brain dead, gossiping, drinking, oh mate, you know, fucking, you know, she's that age and she's got that gear and he hasn't done a thing to look after her, you know. So I put in a bit of time and effort, you know what I mean? And, you know, say, well, look, you know, because if you injure yourself, if you break your wrist, that can be a fucking, you know, major sort of a hazard, major sort of problems for you down the track, you know what I mean? You know, it'll stop you. You find that when you're 20 and 30 and all this sort of stuff, having had that smashed up wrist, you know, it'll affect you in ways you never sort of thought of, you know, before you got on the skateboard and had the crash, you know? And wearing a helmet's a good idea because when people come off, they crack their heads open on concrete and shit, you know what I mean? So, you know, see if you can get yourself some decent gear and look after yourself, and sort of left it at that, you know? And of course, oh, I'm talking to a girl. I'm trying to fuck her. Oh, you know? And that's what fucking these... That's how fucking retarded these cunts are, you know? And there was a place I used to drop in across the road from the post office, you know? Every now and then I'd drop in there and get some stuff done, you know? And what these fucking cunts did is they got that... Because the cash register and all that sort of stuff, you're facing out across the road, directly across the road at the fucking entrance to the post office, you know? And, so every fucking time for out of 11 times out of the next 12. 11 times out of the... 11 times out of the next 12 times that I went into that fucking place. You know, they'd send that kid out there to mill around outside the front of the fucking post office, you know, while I was in that shop. You know. And I thought, you fucking spiteful, malignant, ingrate fucking bastards, you know. Absolute, you know. The guy is as shit as a father. He's as big a fucking idiot as his fucking own father, you know. The post office is a fucking cunt hole. And they're fucking with everybody else's they're fucking with everyone's deliveries. You know, just mad, just mental sort of shit, you know what I mean? And then they have to do this. They have to make their child, he has to make his child slash the grandfather has to make the granddaughter the meat and the sandwich and try and play me like I'm a fucking pedophile trying to fuck the kid, you know? So, you know, there's all those sorts of things in there. And, so, when their fucking post office burnt down, I just laughed. You know? Fuck them. You know, not my problem. Don't care. You know? So that made my day, you know? So every time I drive past a place, I can now sing Tararabumdie, 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 you know? Fuck them, you know? And so, you know, I've been drug-free a long time, and I've been into sort of minding my own business and dealing with my own issues, and the fucking crazies can't stand it, you know? They can't stand having no peace of mind and being around people that are happy with their lot, you know? And so that's what they do. And you get a lot of that in small towns, you know? Just people that are just so fucking insane. And they're normal people, you know. You get the addicts, you know, which are doing all their drugs and booze and all their gambling and fucking sex and porn and all sorts of shit, you know what I mean? And the normies that are gossips and they're just so poisonous. So fucking poisonous. And when you choose to say, well, I don't want to be part of that, I don't want to pass that on through the generations, you know. So that's why I fucking, you know, the closest supermarket is, you know, not the one I fucking go to. I just don't want to be around those fucking women that are just shitbag human beings, you know. Go to somewhere, to go in, do your shopping, leave. You know, fucking, and that's that. Bye.